You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitz.
1310 WIBA. And Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company. No Rudolph, but you have Eve and
we had Eve and Opal.
Both female, obviously.
Eve is Opal's mother.
And as you told us the other week, they have antlers.
They do. And all of those reindeer that he's singing about are all girls. Because female reindeer, and the reindeer people confirmed it yesterday from the Whispering Pines Reindeer Ranch is where they came from this year. And they did confirm what I have been saying all along, is that female reindeer are the ones that have their antlers at Christmas.
They are amazing creatures, too. I was watching a video. Somebody must have been across the seas somewhere. I don't know where they were, but they were on a train, and there was a reindeer running alongside the train. Those, for their stature, you wouldn't think that they were as quick.
I think they can do, you know, spurts of really fast kind of long-distance running.
This thing was on it. Whatever it was doing, it was on a tear. I don't know if they had, like cookies on the train.
I don't think they eat cookies.
Lisa, who doesn't love cookies?
That is true. They might like cookies. I have absolutely no idea, actually.
Talking this morning with Lisa Brady.
I know many facts about them, but not whether or not they like cookies.
I know what we're going to ask the question we're going to ask next year.
Next year, yes. How do the reindeer feel about cookies? Yes.
Lisa comes to us from the Bruce Company, of course, online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Over the weekend, of course, had the big reindeer fly-in at the Middleton Garden Center for the Bruce Company, right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Mention the website, brucecompany.com. Also on social media, Facebook, and all the great popular platforms out there as the Bruce Company. Great opportunity as well. If you've got a question for Lisa, love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And when I met you out front this morning, I said, it's not too bad. And you pointed out it's going to get a whole lot better this
week.
Well,
I don't know that it's better. Honestly, I know that lots of folks don't like the cold. And they like that it's not snowing. But as a gardener in a place where there's supposed to be seasons, I would like it to get cold and stay cold. I mean, a lot of you planted bulbs. We don't want to see them come, you know, poking up through the soil right now. Mm-hmm. And we had all those crazy instances of lilacs blooming in the fall and all sorts of nonsense. Plus, you know, we need a deep ground freeze to maybe kill off some of the Japanese beetle larvae. You know, it helps with pests, and snow is a gardener's best friend because it's a great insulator for plants.
And gardeners love consistency too, don't you?
You know, and honestly, this weather affects plants. They're, you know, not only, you know, are plants figured out by zone, by how cold it is, but they also do that by how warm it is. So there's, you know, there's a zoning for cold weather, and there's a heat zone number as well. And so that means that, you know, just like we can't grow camellias or tropical hibiscus up here and keep them outside, they can't grow lilacs or they can't grow red maples because those plants need a consistent chill period, which those zones don't offer. So, you know, I don't like this. It makes me unsettled.
If there's a
hate to shovel, honestly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Harvey travels, and so a lot of times I have to shovel and I loathe it, but I know that it, you know, as a gardener, that's all good. And this kind of back and forth is just kind of creeps me out.
Is it okay? Is it better though that it's there? We don't go from that warm day to like a cold. It gets colder.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be like 65 on Thursday, and then Friday is like a high of 30. And what did I see? Saturday is like a high of 20 with a low of 8.
Sure,
that is a wild swing.
That's trouble. That's not good for the...
That's trouble, man. Okay. Right here in River City. Buds will pop, and then they're going to get slammed by cold weather.
Anything we can do to fight it?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, there's not.
So, there's not like a row cover or something we can...
I don't know that you can like throw a row cover over everything in your yard. I mean, plants will not be killed.
Sure.
Let's say that.
Okay.
So in the long run, but I think it'll be interesting to see what happens next spring.
Quality-wise?
Yes.
Okay. That's...
I know.
That's a, as the dude would say, that's a bummer, man.
I was going to say it's a bummer. But, you know, it's there's nothing we can do right now. It's just except giddy up.
Yeah.
The ride is coming.
We will, and come springtime, we'll be taking calls about what exactly went on and why isn't this.
Yeah,
and
we're going to be talking about. I predict that that will happen. Yes, indeed.
This week. So, well, as we're talking with Lisa this morning, great opportunity. Speaking of calls, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got a question, got something going on, maybe you brought a plant in, it's not doing as well as you'd like, or maybe you got some questions about taking care of some of those greeneries and greens you got around the house as well. Lisa's a great resource to answer those questions. Of course, Lisa comes to us from the Bruce Company. And you get on the air with Lisa Briggs, all I got to do is give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. You can always stop on in at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. It is a great time to be at the Middleton Garden Center right at 2830 Parmenter Street. The website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. So... 12 weeks of giving.
Yes.
12 weeks
ended yesterday.
Ended. So?
I don't know.
Totals
I
did. Find out later today?
Yeah. I didn't take my computer home with me yesterday. So, yeah, when I get back to the store, I'll get all the names sort of situated, and we will draw first for the weekly $25 gift card winner, and then we will also draw the grand prize from all the names that we've collected, and I think we're probably at about maybe close to 600, and so that those dollars will go to the Dane County Humane Society, along with we've had donation boxes up at all the registers, at, you know, for collecting change and that kind of thing, and then we also had some funds from the raffle at Ladies Night,
oh, nice.
So we'll be approaching, contacting Dane County Humane Society and letting them know that we have a check coming for them.
A big old check.
A big old check.
If you look real close, it's big. It's...
Somebody suggested that we get like one of those big checks that we could just.
I'm
sorry. Okay,
trust
it was
me,
Sean.
Lisa,
I know.
I
will put it on. I'll put it on the marketing team's agenda.
Because remember, and I said what you guys need because you do these type of things pretty frequently at the Bruce Company.
We do a lot of community involvement things.
They make dry erase ones so you can use it for
we'll
the
have
presentation.
To get one of those.
And then you read it right. And I think you absolutely do because of all. Cool things you guys do at the Bruce Company. So, so that's going to happen today, and it's a great chance to get on in.
So I'm going to announce it. I'll announce it on Facebook, and of course, the winner will get an email. So that
they
and
know.
Then yeah,
that's why you got to use your real email, folks. Too.
Yeah, that's true. If you this is better though because people actually had to punch it. You know, they had to type it into their phone. Unlike we do where you just sort of put. You write it in.
Yeah.
And sometimes that gets problematic because they're not always super clear.
Mm. Speaking of super clear and good handwriting, letters to Santa?
Letters to Santa. I'm hoping that after yesterday there's a whole bunch in the box. So I will be forwarding those on to Santa so that he can get ready and get letters back to the kiddos who dropped them in there. Saw a couple people yesterday in the store filling it out so they could put it in the box right away. So I'll also take care of that this morning.
Very, very
good. A bunch of things on my plate today.
There's never a slow day for Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. It's always fun as well. Stop on in and say hello to Lisa and the whole team at the Middleton Gardens of the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. And Lisa, it feels like we go from one day to people saying, hold on, let's not talk Christmas yet. And then just everybody saying, one, you don't talk enough about Christmas, and then saying, when do the Christmas sales come around?
Yeah, things have started to go on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Not super deep discounts, but they have. So, like, ornaments are 10% off, except for Old World, of course. And lights are 10% off. But we do have 20% off on all of our, what I don't know whether I'm going to start calling them faux greens or forever greens.
I like
but that includes the artificial, the faux Christmas trees as well. But I do have to say that we are out of fresh cut trees.
That's not surprising, though. People are giddy about this holiday.
Yeah, it's been, yeah. I think the pandemic has something to do with it. You know, people didn't go out last year, and this year they all went out. And then, of course, all of the, you know, the media attention about shipping delays and things that were going to be short because of, you know, factories weren't making things. You know, on some level, that was, in some cases of things, that was true. So people, like, scooped things up really early this year.
I was asking you, too, about with the forever greens. Do you guys, I love that term, Lisa. You guys have
to. Sorry.
You have to.
I snort.
Do you? I was telling you the one thing I don't like about the forever trees is they don't have the
well,
lovely
that is true.
Scent. And you said there are products.
Yeah, there are more upscale versions of the things that you buy in the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
We carry a line of scented candles and. Diffuser oils and that kind of soap and that kind of thing from a company called Times, and the line is called Fraser Fir, and it actually smells like it's one of the closest I've ever smelled.
Really?
And the candles burn really cleanly and the smell is really authentic, and they do make those, so we sell a lot of those for people who are buying their first ever faux tree, and you stick it in there and you get the fragrance. I, though, as I told you, I haven't been in the boutique in a couple of days, so I don't know what's left.
One way to find out.
You can call the store, or you can send an email to the plant desk, or you can even ask me on Facebook, I will tell you.
Or even stop in.
That is an option as well. So, but a lot of people, if they don't want to make the trip, they just want to find out if it's there.
You mentioned the boutique, too. And guys, if you're like me.
Not bought Christmas presents yet?
I've done some. But I've got to get, like, the special things, if that makes sense. Like the little, you know, whether it's...
Could it connects?
Yes. Those type of things that my wife will be like, Sean, you put in a lot of work and a lot of thought to this. I'm just saying, guys, today's
the day.
There's
some beautiful stuff in the boutique.
Yeah.
And also, like, a lot of Christmas things make great gifts.
Yeah.
And we have, even though we don't have any fresh cut trees, we do have a lot of beautiful holiday plants. We've got locally grown cyclamen. We still have a good selection of poinsettias in different sizes. Norfolk pines, I think there's still amaryllis bulbs, which make great gifts as well.
Really?
So there's a lot to choose from.
Really good stuff there. We're going to talk about keeping your wreaths and that with that heat wave we're coming up on.
It really kind of almost is a heat wave, isn't it?
Yes. We're talking with Lisa a little bit about keeping those things lasting, and we'll get the details from Lisa. And, of course, take your call. It's 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Bruce Company on their Facebook page. Of course, that's The Bruce Company, or on their website, brucecompany.com, brucecompany.com. Best thing to do, though, stop on in and say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmet Street. That's where you'll find the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa and take your call next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues right here on 1310 WIBA. A25, 1310 WIBA, and Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company. Hanging out with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Still got time for your question at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can always stop on in, say hello at the Middleton Gardens under the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street, right in Middleton. And, of course, their telephone number, 608-836-7041. That's 836-7041. So we started our conversation talking about Wednesday and being very warm, and a lot of us have our wreaths and other things hanging on the doors. That warm day can have a bit of an effect on the longevity.
Right. So that it's as much. So evergreens don't go completely dormant, and they keep a lot of moisture in those needles, unlike deciduous trees that drop all their leaves. So they're not requiring moisture in the air during the winter. So they're somewhat or less affected by those temperature swings.
Okay.
And so there's a product called Wilt Proof that we recommend, like if you have a wreath or garland on a really sunny side of your house, that you spray that on there, and that sort of blocks, sort of plugs up the where the pores on the undersides of the needles where the plants respirate and lose moisture. So that will help as well if it gets really sunny and warm. That will dry out greens as well. So Wilt Proof is a natural product. It creates sort of a waxy coating. You just spray it on. It comes in a ready-to-use sprayer. And so that will help if you have greens and you want the wreath to last beyond Christmas.
Okay.
It also works if you're a person who brings greens into the house. Like you put maybe some fresh garland on your banister, or you have, some greens laid on your mantle. So that works for that as well. And it's it's a natural product, so it's not toxic or anything like that. So it's safe to have in the house.
Fantastic stuff. And again, with that day of heat, and it's just going to cause some,
it remains to be seen what will happen. Cause I don't know if I could predict the weather.
You'd be on TV right now.
I'd be on TV.
Rather than later this week.
Rather than later this morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. You're on today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's my Monday on the noon show. So,
yes. Be watching then, tuning in to get all your great information there as well. Don't forget, you can always see Lisa's smiling face. All you got to do is stop on in, say hello right at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. The website, brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. And the telephone number, 608-836-7041. That's 836-7041. Lisa, it's always great seeing you.
Yeah, and I'll be back Monday, and then we're going to take a little hiatus.
A little time off for the new year.
For the holiday, for Christmas, and then the new year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Perfect.
But I'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah, we'll see you around, and it's good conversation as always. It's always great to stop on in right at the Middleton Gardens of the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. The guys from Troll Bites, they come your way next year, 1310 WIBA.